Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. As you've been hearing in 1010 Winds traffic, there's been a very bad crash on the Cross Island early today. Now, details are still coming in, but here's what we know right now. This happened just after 2 a.m. At this point, police do not know if it was a moped crash or if the people on the moped were hit by a hit-and-run driver. We do know that it happened near 150th Street on the Cross Island just after 2 a.m. Two teenagers, a boy and a girl, were found on the parkway with the damaged moped beside them. The 19-year-old girl was unresponsive and later pronounced dead. The 15-year-old boy was taken to Flushing Hospital and is listed in critical condition. Police are still investigating, still trying to figure out what happened here. Gunfire under the Friday night lights. Two teenagers were wounded in a shooting at a football game in Wayne.
The shots were heard toward the end of the game at Passaic County Technical School. Jasmine Sanchez heard seven shots. She tells CBS News New York they were coming from the parking lot area away from the football field. She was there to watch her daughter performing in a band.
I had to cover her because there were gunshots, and I was scared if they would hit one of us or something, you know.
Sources tell 1010 Winds both teenage victims, a boy and a girl, are expected to be okay. Police have the gun used, and the person who fired it has been arrested. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Wayne, New Jersey.
A big party is coming on Eastern Parkway with the weekend West Indian Day Parade, and security precautions are in place.
In addition to the sequin-studded costumes, the food and fun.
There are 22 rhythm and steel band floats that are going to be utilized during the parade when it kicks off at 6 a.m. on early Monday morning. When we go to the West Indian Day Parade, there are 33 bond floats.
And Chief Charles McAvoy adds 18 truck floats. With big crowds comes big concerns for safety. Chief Scott Henderson.
We're going to use our community partners to make sure that any issues that arise are handled appropriately before we have to take any action.
Juvet will be managed with floodlights and wanded checkpoints. Uniformed police will be along the route, aided by technology high above. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
More concerns about West Nile virus across the area. New Jersey officials say two people have died of the virus and report a total of eight cases of the disease. Seven victims ended up in the hospital with neurological symptoms. Two died. On Long Island, Suffolk health officials are reporting two more cases for a total of seven. No deaths so far there. Across the Northeast, the battle against mosquitoes is stepping up.
From New York to New England, communities spraying to protect against West Nile and Triple E, an even rarer and deadlier mosquito-borne virus. One of those cases in Plymouth, Massachusetts, where officials are taking extra precautions. Local high schools trading Friday night lights for a 4 o'clock kickoff.
Correspondent Ariel Reshef reporting. Health officials are reminding people over 50 or with medical conditions to be extra vigilant to avoid mosquito bites and get medical treatment promptly if they feel ill. The countdown to closing Rikers Island begins today. City law requires the closing of the troubled jail and transition to a borough-based system exactly 3 years from now. But so far, the city isn't moving fast on this. Sandy Nurse, Council's Criminal Justice Chair, tells 1010 Winds.
Construction of the new borough-based jails has now been delayed because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the disruption that caused to a lot of planning processes within the city.
Statement from City Hall says it has become painfully clear the plan leaves open serious questions about how to keep New Yorkers safe. They say also, though, that the mayor will follow the law and remains laser-focused on safety. A man was slashed in the face at an Upper West Side subway station yesterday afternoon. This happened just after 3 p.m. at the 72nd Street station at 123 lines. Reports say a 26-year-old man was walking out when he ran into a guy in his 40s trying to get in and told him he'd have to pay. Police say the guy slashed him multiple times in the face with an unknown object. Victim taken to the hospital in stable condition. Suspect ran. Police still looking for him. A court date for the accused drunk driver, police say, killed New Jersey NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his younger brother Matthew.
The fatal collision occurring after 8 p.m. Thursday in Salem County, near where the brothers grew up, and just hours before the two were to be groomsmen in their sister's wedding. The driver, Sean Hagan, now charged with two counts of second-degree vehicular homicide. An affidavit says Higgins told officers he had approximately 5 to 6 beers before the crash. State police say he also failed field sobriety tests.
That's correspondent Ike Ijaji reporting. Uber and Lyft drivers are planning a massive protest September 4th in Lower Manhattan over what they call unfair practices.
Drivers are threatening to strike if what they call lockouts aren't stopped. Nicholas Sulkoj says when he's between fares, he cannot access the app to pick up another fare.
Every day I've been locked out maximum four or five times every single day.
Taxi Alliance Director Bharavi Desai explains.
Some of our members are seeing a loss of 50% of their income.
Desai says the TLC's decision to lift a cap and glut the market is making matters worse. She's written a letter to Mayor Adams asking him to close the loophole that allows what she calls collusion. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.